I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we like
self-care for yourself.
Yes.
And scene.
Yes, scene. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I wore a lot of bright colors just because I was like feeling a little bit like sad.
Well, it's winter.
And so I just like kind of made my outfits like super fun, and that made me feel better.
You know, I love that. I have so much like black clothing. It's like upsetting.
I have a lot of brightly colored clothing. So I was like, let's go. And yeah, it just like made me feel better because I was like, I look like a sunset right now, and I love that for me.
And welcome to happiness, everybody.
Exactly.
Starring me.
If you can't actually have it, just fake it.
And we are so close to winter. It's so upsetting.
It's like basically like pretty much winter.
I know. The winter solstice is almost upon us. It's so dark, too. It's like dark at 4.
Yeah, which is kind of annoying.
I'm like, oh, that's good. I hate sunshine and happiness.
Like, I guess I'll go to bed at 6.
I mean, I pretty much am rolling up to work. It's still pretty dark for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But I leave at like 3:30.
At least you leave when it's still light out. So like,
yeah.
Because it sucks when you like get there and it's like, I mean, whatever kind, it has just begun to be light out. And then you leave and it's dark and you're just like, well, there's my whole entire day.
Well, what's nice, though, is it's like I get to see the sun like when I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And like when I get home, like the sun's gone, but it's not dark out yet. You know?
Okay. It's like so, dusk.
Kind of. Dusk. I'm like, is that dusk? That's dusk.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
what'd you do?
It's been kind of a fun week. We've done a lot of Christmassy stuff. I got to see Cassie last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun. And we got to hang out at Emily's house.
Nice.
And I don't know. It's always good to see Cassie because she's living in Orlando. So
it's sunny and beautiful all the time.
Yeah, they have a tree in their like pool room, they were telling me, and I was like, oh.
They have a tree in their pool room?
Yeah, like in the corner of the pool room is like where they put the tree. Because Cassie's like, yeah, I have a fake tree I put outside. And I was like, what? And she's like, not like out. I was like, you take a fake tree and you like put it outside. She's like, oh, like in the pool room. I was like, oh. Like I thought she's like, you know what? This fake tree would look beautiful outside.
Oh,
I was
like, why are you doing it's that? It's a fake tree in the pool room.
Yeah. So I was like, well, that's vibes. That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. It's always a good time to see her.
Yeah, always a good time to see some friends from out of town. What are you gonna tell me about today?
Well, this week I'm opening my notes. I'm like,
you're like, wait, what am I gonna tell you about?
Distract you. the Colorado Hammer murders. Did you hear about this?
Is this Leadville?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, is there a Leadville one?
I don't know.
Mom.
Maybe.
I'm not going to get into the year, but I like told, because your mom, like yesterday, I was like, I don't know what I should do. So she was kind of like, oh, and then I saw this and I was like, oh, that's a good one. And then she was like, oh yeah, I'm not going to say where it happened. She's like, yeah, I lived during that time. I'm like, do you remember this? She's like, no, not at all. And I was like,
oh,
huh. Okay. So,
huh.
The Colorado Hammer Murders.
Okay.
All right. We are there. January 4th, 1984. We are not even a sprinkle in our parents' eyes.
No.
1984, they were probably, like, just at the bars. Like, well,
who knows what they were doing? And also, who cares?
Club was around, yeah. Who cares about them? Kim and Jim, cute. Hob and Shield were a recent married couple.
That's a fun name.
I just like the Jim and Kim, except for, you know,
Jim and Kim Hobbinshield.
I dated a guy whose name like rhymed with mine, and it was so annoying.
Tim.
Yeah.
Nice. Called it. Yeah. First try.
He is dead to me. Anyway.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say he was dead. I was like, holy no. shit.
No.
Okay.
But anyways. Oh my God, I just have to say, I'm like, oh my God, because I remember those days. Anyways, so they're a recent married couple. They had just bought their first house in Aurora.
Rarara.
They were around 21 years old.
Okay.
Remember when like people could like buy houses and like be 20, like early 20s, like single family homes, sure. Not even like.
Sure. No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we didn't live in that time. We were not. I was just like, oh, people under the age of 30 in single family homes. That's interesting. Anyways, so at this point, it was 1 a.m. Kim had gone to bed around midnight and Jim was still awake making a mixtape, which is the most 1980s.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Is that not the most 1980s like sentence in the world?
Was he making a mixtape for her or is it just a mixtape?
We're going to pretend he was making it for her. I don't know.
Okay, because that sounds cuter if it was for her.
Honestly, if Keith made me a mixtape, I think I would cry.
Dude, and then I remember when people like did. Well, we didn't have mixtapes, but we had like, you know, you would burn a CD with all your different songs on it.
Yeah. And then
this guy asked me to prom with like a prom CD of like songs. I don't really remember. I feel like the Titanic song was on there. But then he like recorded himself being like, Danae, will you go to prom with me? And I literally like cried.
I never got asked to a school dance.
That was the only one I got asked to.
Oh, well.
That's probably why I cried so hard.
Did you guys date?
We did. Yeah.
Did you fall in love? Is his name Steven?
No, it was not Steven. Steven's like 8 years older than me.
That would have been illegal as fuck. I just imagine like a 24-year-old Steven. Danae, will you go to prom with me? And then Chris Hansen like, walks in.
You're not allowed to go to prom with her.
Sir, please take a seat. Anyways.
Anyways, so he's making a mixtape.
He's making a mixtape.
He's staying up late.
Because that's what you did in the 80s.
For sure.
You were either sleeping or making mixtapes. And again, it's 1 a.m. Kim woke up and saw a man standing over her. And he was hitting her in the face with a hammer.
No.
In her like weird half asleep brain, you know, when you're like, asleep and then you see a sweater and you're like, I'm being killed. Like in her half asleep brain.
Standing there.
Yeah. She's like,
this isn't happening.
She was
this
like, Jim, someone's throwing hammers.
Someone's throwing hammers.
And Jim immediately ran in the room and chased after the guy.
Oh my God, it wasn't Jim.
The guy got some blows in too.
Oh,
to
fuck.
Jim's head.
Oh, not to Kim's head?
Well, both.
Okay.
Because she woke up to it.
I just didn't know if she like blocked it or, you know.
You know what? I kind of wonder that on a lot of these, if there was like wounds on the hands as well.
Right,
but I mean, wouldn't you immediately, like if somebody hits you in the head, do your hands not immediately go up?
That's kind of hard to say when you're sleeping,
it is,
though. When you're like dead asleep.
Well, I mean, Ronan was hitting us with the balloon and my hands were not going up.
Continuously. You're like, let me take it.
It's kind of funny. Anyway, so the guy ran off and they called the police, all that good stuff.
God.
And Kim sustained some injuries on her head because it wasn't until she was talking to the police, you know, probably like the adrenaline had worn off that she was like
she
covered in something
it.
Wet and it was like blood.
Oh my God.
And
in your own home, that is so terrifying. While your husband is awake.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And it's just like it's. I'll get to it about why, like, this whole thing's creepy, but there's just an extra element, and I'll talk about it towards the end.
Extra element of creep, okay.
And, when they were able to collect themselves, it was noticed that Jim had also had some injuries, much worse than Kim.
Oh, shit.
But that was probably because he ran in and tried to attack the attacker.
What a good husband.
Yeah, he sustained more injuries than Kim did.
Okay.
But, like, it's wild because, like, how long did he have of, like, hitting Kim in quick succession? So I'm like,
right.
How did he have worse injuries? Because he ran off. So I was just like, I thought that was kind of strange. I was like, huh. But the police investigated, obviously, and they realized that the intruder didn't just barge in and break anything to get in. He actually got in through the garage.
Mm-mm.
And during the 80s, they might have, but it wasn't as common, automatic garage doors.
Yeah.
Like, think of how much we take that for granted. Imagine you and me are going to, the store and we get out and you have to get out and close your garage door. Oh
my God, could you imagine how stupid and inconvenient that would be?
Well, when it gets cold out, our garage door openers don't work that well.
Oh, really?
So there was one day, and it was a day where I was like kind of sick. It was, of course, a day I was like feeling sick.
Of course.
And I like was on my way to work. I was fine. I wasn't like half asleep or anything, but I was just like, I wanted to be cozy and warm.
Yeah.
And I like pulled out. It was like snowing like crazy. Garage door wouldn't fucking close. So I had to get my happy ass out, run around, close it, and then
because I don't pop the little thing.
Yeah, because we don't have a connected garage door either. So it's not
like. Oh, right. Yeah.
So yeah, I was able to run out. It was just so annoying. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
So they have a manual garage, basically. So literally, like, anyone could get in if you don't, like, do you lock it?
Is that a thing? So it was common because it wasn't. It was common that people just left their garage door open because they just didn't think about it. So that's where the issue is. It's like their garage door is probably open and it was also you could lift it. It wasn't like it was
so locked. So even if it was closed, you could just literally lift it.
Technically. I think some of them might have locked from the outside. Again, I don't really know because like our garage doors, we can't lift it unless you like
unlatch it. We're like, we're millennials. We don't know how garage doors work. How manual garage doors work.
Wait, it's not manual?
Do you lock it?
I'm not buying this house.
How would you lock it? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's the thing is like, I don't really know. Like, I'm sure.
I've only known garage doors
to be automatic
or electric.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I'm like, oh, okay. So I get it a little bit that it wasn't closed.
Okay. Sure.
So the weird part was the only thing missing was Kim's purse. Nothing else. Like, it was just Kim's purse.
All that just for her purse.
And they had like,
we'll get there.
Yeah. But there was like other things around that they didn't take. They just took her purse.
Like other things of value, you mean?
Yeah, they had
like they could have taken like something really like nice.
Like a TV or something. Okay. Like they had money or like coins
like
or something
like that. Like if it was a real robber, they would have been like, let's get this cash money.
Yeah.
And steal this TV.
Amateur hour, if you ask me.
Okay.
So anyways, they found the weapon and it didn't belong to the couple because it was a hammer. So it is logical that they could have stolen it from the garage, especially if that's the way they entered the house. And there were tracks to the house and then away from the house. And the cops actually followed these tracks and it turns out went to the neighbor's house on the patio.
What?
And it wasn't the neighbor. They cleared the neighbor right away.
Okay. So but maybe I this person tried somebody to break into the neighbor's house.
Yeah. And that's where I was like.
This person is a really bad robber.
Yeah. Not really good. You don't go directly next door, you dummy.
You dumb idiot.
Yeah.
You don't like not steal a TV, you fucking idiot.
And they did follow the steps for a while and it like, it didn't really lead it anywhere.
Okay.
I mean.
Like he got in a car.
Think about like you can't really follow a car in the snow because the tracks start going all over the place.
There's no way.
Yeah. So it's like people are like, oh, didn't you follow the tire tracks? It's like, the idiot.
The tire tracks that are like on the road going, where there's like a million other people.
Yeah. So they did, but it faded away. And cops continued to follow a trail that was more commonly used just to see if like maybe that's the way they went.
Okay.
And they ended up finding Kim's purse.
Oh.
Nothing was missing from it.
Robber, you're
so
not
when you're
doing
like, was
good.
It only to take Kim's purse? So I was like, I think they just took something.
Took it to make it look like.
But I don't think they took it because they like needed
they
anything.
They probably
from
wanted
it
to like assault her, and then the dude came in. They were like, oh shit. That's my guess.
I mean,
I don't. Why else would you bring a hammer and be in a woman's room? You know,
why would you bring a hammer in general? That's just like a very.
I thought this was going to be a story from like the 1800s, you know, like the axe murderers thing. Like, yeah. I thought it was going to be like one of those.
Oh,
I was
did
like,
too.
Oh, this is the 80s.
I was like, Colorado hammer murders.
Yeah. I was thinking this was like a historical.
Your mom and dad lived in Aurora during that time, and they don't remember hearing about this. So I was like, okay.
So thank you for not helping me at all. Yeah, so my research.
Well, I wanted to. It's kind of fun.
I mean, like.
It's kind of fun when somebody does have a story. They're like, oh, yeah, we were like next door neighbors to so-and-so.
Sure, yeah.
So like, and she was just trying to help me. And I was like, she's like, no, I literally don't. I was like, okay, so you weren't panicked. You were just vibing. And your mom was like around the age of these people too. So it wasn't like, so that's why I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you weren't worried. So Donna and Ronald were another couple and they were dating. She was a flight attendant and they just really liked each other, decided to date, and he bought a condo in Aurora.
Really liked each other, decided to date. Okay.
And she moved to his condo with him, and this was on January 9th.
Okay.
The first story is January 4th. So Ronald also worked for the airline, and he was at work, and Donna had just gotten off work, and she was grabbing the mail. Mm-mm. After she grabbed the mail, she pulled into the garage, and immediately when she got out of the vehicle, she was struck in the head and attacked
with a hammer.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, it is the hammer.
It was kind of, what was weird is it was different types of hammers.
I think he just loves a hammer.
I mean,
like, maybe he
hammer
just,
time.
He doesn't have like a specific brand. He's just like, you know what I love?
But he's not taking it from people's a houses, hammer. Which is weird. But
does he work at Home Depot? Whatever, we'll see.
Maybe he works at Home Depot. Who's maybe to say?
He's a Home Depot worker.
Who doesn't work for Home Depot, you know? Like, big Home Depot over here.
Just big Home Depot trying to sell us on their murder hammers.
Yeah. Murder hammer.
That's so scary. So, insane thing with the garage.
She didn't even remember what happened. Anyways, so it seems like the next day, Ron came home. And I was kind of like, the next day. And I'm like, well, if he worked for the airline, he's probably a pilot. Or a flight attendant, and he was, like, going all around. So I was like, the next day, I was like, and then I thought about it, I was like, it's probably not that weird. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, he might have been traveling, who knows. But he saw blood at the front door, and he was like, oh, shit. Because that would make anyone stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
So he walked in, he went upstairs, because he was like, what the fuck happened to Donna? I care about her, and he wanted to make sure she was good, and he saw that she was in the bed, covered in blood.
Oh, fuck.
There's a dent in her head from being hit in the head.
Oh, no.
And she was just covered by bloody pillows.
And she was dead.
She was still alive.
Oh, my God, Donna.
But I put myself in his.
That's terrifying.
Of walking into your bed. It just, like, that's why I'm, like, my face got all, like, because I'm, like, just imagine walking in. Steven's covered in blood. He's, like, bloody pillows. Still alive, but, like.
Shocking.
Yeah. So. She was still alive. There's a dent in her head from being hit, and she wasn't doing well.
Clearly.
She was very disoriented.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's, like, a lot of blood loss,
and a head injury, dude.
Like, yeah. And unfortunately, she was sexually assaulted as well. But the fortunate part about that, DNA.
Hell yeah.
And they, of course, kept it.
Good.
So, like,
they couldn't use it at the time.
I hate sexual assault, but I do love that sexual assaults come with an element that you can identify the person.
Absolutely.
So luckily, like,
as much as it's shitty,
as horrible as it is, there's
still some evidence that they will later be able to use.
Yes. And like, that's where it's like, I mean, it's shitty. It's awful. But like, thank God sexual assault leaves a trail.
Yeah.
But of course, at this time, we know in the 80s, it was still like the beginning stages of DNA. It wasn't exact at all. Yeah. And the main attack happened in the garage.
Oh my God.
So who knows if this person came into the house? I assume they didn't. Just everything happened out there. But Donna.
But they just doesn't, like, remember. Let her be alive and like crawl up to her bedroom.
They thought she was dead. But she woke up and was, like, really disoriented. She said she thought she was dying, so she just wanted to make sure she was comfy.
Oh, no.
Isn't that horrible?
That is dark.
Yeah, she didn't know what happened. Yeah. She was, like, not all there.
Yeah.
She was like, I got hit in the head. And she said she woke up and she was cold. Because it was winter. It's January.
That's so terrifying.
And she's just like, I need to get warm.
Oh, and but that's, like, all she's thinking is, like, get warm.
Thank God it was cold, because that helped stop the bleeding.
Oh.
Because, you know, head wounds. You've seen head wounds where they're gushing blood. It's because it's from the head. But, yeah, she was like, I woke up, I was very cold, and I just wanted to get warm. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I'm dying. So she, like, got herself cozy and comfy and was just like, which is so sad.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was rushed to the hospital, and she ended up surviving from her injuries. And Ron ended up sleeping on the foot of her hospital bed with a gun.
Because
he was just so worried that, like,
someone was going to come finish the job kind of thing. Because they
didn't know if this was a pointed attack of somebody that knew her. Yeah,
like, do they know her? Like, is this some random act of violence? Yeah. Like, they don't know. Yeah,
because she doesn't remember much. And she was able to recover some of her memories.
Did she remember, like, what he looked like? Or was it all just, like,
just what I told you, the waking up, feeling cold. Because she at first was like, I don't know what happened.
Because I'm sure he probably, like,
I don't know.
Came from behind, right? And then it's like, how would you ever
and, you know, traumatic head injuries and the only memory she was able to recover is what I told you about her waking up cold, and she was like, oh my God, I think I'm dying, and so she just terrifying. Wanted to get cozy. Like, thank God thank God it was cold, as weird as that is to say, because that not only kept the blood from just like gushing out, but it also like woke her up.
Yeah.
And it made her get inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was warm outside, she maybe would have been like, well, maybe I should sleep some more.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're not all there. Right. So who knows? So, but yeah, she survived and made a full recovery.
Wow.
And I'm sure she had some like head stuff, but it doesn't like really talk about that. So
okay,
awesome. And not long after that, there was some people in Lakewood. Lakewood is 30 to 45 minutes west of Aurora. Like, not to triangulate my situation, but like when we go, like if we were going to go to Casa Bonita, it'd probably be like 30 minutes from like where I am. Which we are going to Casa Bonita in February.
Oh, you guys got reservations?
Uh-huh. Nice. I'm so excited. Nice. It's only for two people. I was like going to ask all these people and they were like two. And I'm like,
okay,
it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But lottery, right? So there's a lady named Patricia Smith and her daughter, Sherry. Sherry moved in with Patricia recently because she was going through a divorce, which makes sense. Like, of course, you're going to like move in with your mom. And she had like two younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Patricia was like living kind of like a townhouse situation. And she was like a super successful interior decorator. So January 10th, the day, and the next day. Yeah, because the other one was January 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia had driven Sherry to a drop-off area where she could take the bus to work. And then she ran errands and stuff like that. You know, nothing too crazy, just an ordinary day. And she was going to pick Sherry up after work, like at that same area where she dropped her off.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sherry worked her day. She came back and she waited for her mom. Her mom was running late. And Sherry was like, okay, I have to pick up my kids like from daycare.
Sure.
And also like with daycare, if you are late a certain amount of times, they will call CPS.
Oh.
And sometimes it's either they call CPS. Some will charge you extra for babysitting. Okay. Like if you leave your kids too long. So like Sherry did not want that because I think hers were, they called CPS if you were late enough.
Oh, wow.
So she was waiting for a really long time, and then she was like, what the fuck? So she called her cousin. Her cousin, like, picked her up and drove her back to, like, they got the kids, went back to Patricia's townhouse, and it looked like she was home. And she was like,
what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? You've been home all day? Like, what's going on? You know, because we would all jump to anger. We're not like, you'd be like concerned maybe,
but then you're like, worst case scenario.
Cool, you were home the whole time. Thanks. So the kids run in first in front of Sherry.
Oh no.
And they stumble upon a horrible scene.
Okay.
Patricia is lying in her living room right when you walk in because Sherry turns on the lights.
Okay.
She has a pool of blood around her head, and one of the children's Winnie the Pooh blanket is draped over her head.
Oh, God.
And she's half naked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fucking terrifying. And these poor children are seeing their grandma like
They're partially nude grandma.
Oh. Oh, wow.
And, like, the amount of trauma that would bring is just awful.
Wow.
So, they ran to the neighbor's house and called the police. And what did they find next to Patricia?
A hammer.
A hammer. Oh, wanted to add. Sorry, I forgot to add this part in because I was like not reading the notes. And Donna, the one that was in the garage, mm-hmm. they found the hammer on her front seat of her car, placed there.
So dude's like leaving literal like murder hammers. Weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. So they found the hammer next to Patricia.
Did they have prints on the hammer or no?
No. They think the person's wearing gloves.
Okay.
But they do dust them every time for fingerprints, but they're just like not finding it.
Got it.
So it just doesn't seem like the person doing this wants to keep their weapon for very long.
Oh, that's so creepy.
So the cops were able to piece together that the person who did this somehow gained entry into the house and waited behind the door. Did and Patricia came back to like eat lunch. No, not in this one.
Okay, so she
So
didn't
that's
have a
the
either.
One thing okay. that isn't consistent, but they think she must have left a door unlocked.
Sure.
or something, but they gained entry into the house. There was not a forced entry.
Okay.
And she came back to like eat lunch and he jumped out from behind the door and attacked her with a hammer.
Jesus.
So it wasn't like this was like a crazy spur of the moment thing. It was like kind of seemed planned. Yeah.
He knew when she'd be home, how he could get there, like how to like make this plan happen.
Yeah.
Ew, that's so scary.
And I do want to say with all of the cases of the women, there is sexual assault with all of them except for Kim, the first person.
One. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just don't.
He didn't get enough time.
Yeah. Basically. And I just want you to keep that in your head because I don't, because it's kind of, it gets worse.
Oh, good.
But again, they are able to get DNA, which is the good part.
Yeah.
But they did find her purse was like rifled through and like some stuff was taken.
What?
But like the purse was left there. It wasn't like so dumped weird. Or something.
Like what is he taking?
And Chapstick? They found less than 100, but more than 70 wounds.
On her?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's really violent.
So violent. So unnecessary. So at this point, it didn't seem like they connected the other attacks yet.
With hers?
Yeah, with like the Hob and Shields and like Donna's. I don't think it was quite connected right. But you got to remember, this is under like, less than a week too.
Yeah.
This so
like days apart.
Yeah. And it's not like they had like the database they do now.
Police departments.
Exactly. So it's not like, and they don't really talk that much. I think now they do. And there's also a database. So they're able to find that stuff quicker. But yeah, in the 80s, they didn't. And, but they did end up like looking into people that she knew to see if like she had a feud with somebody.
Sure.
And yeah, everyone's like, no, she was really well liked.
Yeah.
And she was also like an interior decorator. So like.
Like who hates interior decorators?
I wish I could afford one.
That would be so cool.
I know. Maybe one day. Maybe someday. So, but the two areas aren't super far from each other.
No.
And we're back in Aurora.
Okay.
Deborah and Bruce lived in Aurora with their two daughters. They were your classic all-American family. Deborah was also an interior decorator, but not connected, which
that's strange.
But like, it's not weird a common job. Yeah. It's not like it's this. I was an interior decorator for 5 years. So it was just a weird coincidence. And Bruce was a former Army veteran, but he was still like in the reserves because he had kids. And he was able to get a loan through the VA for a new build, which is kind of funny because, like, it's crazy to think that the houses, like, near me are, like, were, like, new builds at some point because it was, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious where it really was. I don't know what neighborhood. Because we're not, like, Aurora. So anyways, it was January 15th and the family was hosting a party for their older daughter who was turning 8. People said it was a great day. It was amazing. It was so much fun. But a detail that I think is really important was people kept going, hey, Bruce, your garage door's open. You should probably close that.
Dude.
But again, it was kind of annoying to like deal with a garage door. So he was just like, oh, I'll close it. And people had left for the night and they were told, like a lot of people let them know. They're like, hey, your garage door's open. So maybe figure it out. So the couple worked with other family members. I don't really know what the company was, but I know she was an interior decorator, but they worked with like, it was like a family company.
Okay.
So her and Bruce worked together and other family members. And the next day on January 16th, Bruce's mom actually received a call that they hadn't shown up to work.
Oh.
Which was super unlike them.
Super weird.
Yeah. And they were really reliable and it was family. And of course, like the family called their house to make sure they were okay. And Connie, his mom, Bruce's mom was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So she was worried because it wasn't like, you know, like she had like only him, you know, I don't know. It was just really weird. So she was like, I'm going to go over and make sure everything's okay. And she goes over and she sees that both their cars are there. There was a yellow car and like a blue truck. And as she's walking up to the front door, she sees that Deborah's purse was in front of it. And it was pretty cleared out. Like the purse had nothing in it. And she's like, why is her purse out here?
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So Connie immediately walks in the house And she finds her son, who was in a pool of his own blood, and he had massive head wounds.
Oh, shit.
But the weird part was that his throat was cut.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So it was like he got beat with a hammer and his throat was cut.
Oh, my God.
Which is awful. And it was pretty obvious from what she saw that he had fallen down the stairs as well, because he was right at the foot of the stairs. It was just obvious that, like, an attack probably happened. And,
whoa.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's
going to get not looking worse. Good.
So she calls the police because.
Obviously.
Yeah, you're not going to go investigate that situation. That's already
you
dark.
You don't need to see more
yeah.
shit. Like your own son. Like I.
They have two God. Children, keep in mind.
Yeah, no, that's exactly so where my thoughts are going.
They like, go upstairs. That. They find blood spatter. And they're actually able to locate Donna in their room.
Okay.
Which looks like she was the second victim. It was very obvious Bruce was like, let's get him out of the way.
Yeah.
And she was the second victim. You know, get the parents out of the way. And oh my God. As I mentioned, two daughters. So, and keep in mind, sexual assault happens.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I don't really want to mention that.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Melissa, who had turned 8... the previous day, was found in her room. The girls shared a room, and she was found between the two beds because they, like, stayed in the same room.
Yeah.
And she was murdered with a hammer, which is just disgusting because that's a child.
A fucking child.
And the like, second daughter, her name was Vanessa, and she was 3.
No.
Survived the attack.
Okay, this is stressing me out. Okay, I'm glad she survived. But, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
The girls shared a room. I don't think he, like, tried too hard with Vanessa because she was so young, but she ended up surviving.
Okay.
And she was taken immediately to the hospital, and they actually didn't think she was going to make it because she had extensive injuries to her body. Ugh. But she pulled through.
Like, she who does this to children?
To
like,
children.
I just can't.
It's, yeah. But she had issues, like, walking and talking for a little bit. But she did, like, extensive, like, physical therapy. And she made a full recovery.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
And after she had surgeries and stuff, she went to a facility for children that had, like, experienced extreme abuse and trauma and everything. Which was for the best for a while. Because she probably needed to, like, there's, I'm sure, hopefully some mental help at that facility.
Wow.
And she just ended up living with Connie, and they took care of her, and they tried to question her about what happened, but she got really, really upset.
Yeah.
And she doesn't remember a lot either.
She's also 3. Like, I mean, yeah. What can a 3-year-old really tell you?
Yeah. She was just like, I don't know.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That is so horrible.
I mean, it sucks because, like, you kind of want to question the 3-year-old just to see what they remember.
Sure.
But she doesn't remember anything.
And her entire family is dead.
Like, so the part that's really sad is she doesn't remember much about her family anymore. Mm-hmm. And she was only 3.
Yeah.
And the part that's really hard is her grandparents were also, like, reeling from this. Because it was Connie's son. So she lost her son, she lost her daughter-in-law, and she lost one of her grandchildren. So Vanessa wasn't getting, like, the help she needed.
Mm.
Like, Vanessa just, and, because I just want to talk about, like, what happened with Vanessa. Because, like, what a crazy experience. Like, she's the lucky one, right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, she didn't get any, no one took her to therapy after she got out of that facility.
Oh, my God.
No one got her therapy. Kids at school bullied her for her parents getting murdered.
What?
And kids were like, don't go over to Vanessa's house. You might get killed.
Oh, my God.
She was horrifically bullied.
Whoa.
And she God, also had scars because she got beaten.
Yeah.
And, yeah. She,
and she got bullied for that?
She got bullied for her scars, too.
Oh, sweet baby.
So she ended up turning to drugs to cope.
Aww.
And at 19, she was addicted to heroin.
Holy shit.
What because, a, like, no one was there for her.
Yeah.
And she had 3 kids that were taken away because she was not a fit to be a mom.
Oh, my gosh.
And everything was just awful.
It was just, like, she this horrible hit, ripple effect of, like, yeah. how that completely turned her life down a path that it probably never would have gone.
Well, she hit rock bottom.
Oh,
And she is now, I don't know if she's done it yet. I don't know if she's working on it. She's going to become a drug counselor.
Oh, good.
She
for her.
Cleaned her act up.
Wow.
Which is like, I'm like, I want to add in like what happened to her, because it's just like so like.
Well, it's important to know like how, like, I mean, these horrible acts of violence can create such.
It's not just for the person who was murdered.
Such a huge effect on
this
people.
Ruined this little girl's life for a while. Yeah. And luckily she got her shit together and like is now like becoming a drug abuse counselor. And also she like knows what it takes to get clean and sober. So like I think it's really cool when people like that actually were in that place are counselors.
Where they can actually like resonate with that and help.
Because like, oh, do you know what it's like to not have your drugs and be like freaking out? Oh, you don't? Okay, then don't tell me what to do. But like she does know. Anyways, but there's a reason why she survived. And I think that's her calling, to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't recover the hammer at the scene, which was kind of a common theme. They were finding the hammer.
Yeah.
But they were able to find the knife that cut Bruce's throat. It was like, Jesus. It was from the like
kitchen.
Mm-hmm. It was like their actual knife. So it was just kind of eerie because it was just left out in the snow.
Ugh.
Yeah. And they found a bloody footprint. And the footprint of the shoe was one that was synonymous with like construction work.
Mm.
So they were like, it was like
construction worker boots kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. It was a clue, but it wasn't.
Sure.
Like,
but at least it was like leading them in some direction.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, well, that's good to know. But also like, but that doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has these boots. So. Horror crept through the area of Aurora, unless your name is Colleen, and Lakewood. That's why I was like, were you like scared? And she's like, I don't remember hearing about this. I was like, oh my God, people were really scared. And it was over a period of 12 days.
Yeah.
So none of like,
this dude's like on a spree.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Chris Wilder. If you remember, it was every other day he was doing something, and it was like over a short amount of time. And, it was like, not even a month. Like, not even 2 weeks.
That's nuts, dude.
And people were sleeping with helmets on.
That's so terrifying. Lock your doors. Lock your garages. Like,
I don't think they told people, like, that this person was.
The details of it.
Yeah. And gun sales went up. People were scared. And it's like, let's talk about the similarities here. I mean, like, there are obviously different things. They're going through the garage door.
Yeah.
Like, it's unlocked. It's a different hammer each time, but it's not a hammer
from the person's house. Yeah.
So where do you think people would continuously get access to hammers?
Construction.
Construction workers are around hammers.
Yeah.
So like I said,
so the boot did lead in the direction that they kind of needed to go.
Yes. And then all of a sudden the murder stopped.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting too close.
We are now in Arizona. We're in Kingsman, Arizona, which is really close to Route 66.
Okay.
Route 66, I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yeah.
It connects Chicago and LA. It's like a really famous highway.
I've been on Route 66 before.
I have not.
Oh.
I haven't gotten my kicks on Route 66.
Well, you better.
Yeah, somebody needs to, right? So because of the proximity near highways and everything, there were a lot of hitchhikers.
Mm-hmm.
And on January 26th, which, 10 days after the Bennett family murders, there was a new guy with shaggy hair who was sticking out his thumb in that area.
He's always a shaggy haired man. I'm just kidding.
Well,
but kind of, it's like funny how they always like say that.
You know, they're like this shaggy haired man who didn't shower often. So January 27th, Roy Williams was also in his bed. He was beaten awake by a rock.
What the fuck?
Roy was literally like, what'd you do that for? Which is kind of like a funny thing. Okay, response Roy. To yell to somebody who's trying to beat you with a rock. And he just kind of mumbled. The person mumbled something. Roy was like, I don't know what he fucking said. And he was able to call 911. And Roy survived the attack.
So Roy lived alone? He's just a single man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll get to... Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get... I'll, this will come back.
Okay.
But like, but not right now.
Sure.
So.
Like, where's the woman that this man's trying to get to?
Yeah.
You know?
So he survived the attack. That's great. And okay. the attacker got there before the police got there. He entered through an unlocked back door.
You guys.
But.
Can we please lock our doors?
Roy didn't get a good look at the guy. Because okay. it was also nighttime. Dark
and he was woken up.
He just
up.
Knew he was disheveled and he looked like a hitchhiker, but that's like all he could remember.
He was like, the damn hippie hitchhiker.
Whatever, piss me off.
What'd you do that for?
That's what I was like.
Hit me over the head with a rock?
I kind of enjoyed that part. I was like, what'd you do that for? It's like, well, to kill you, sir.
Mostly to murder you?
Yeah, murder, duh. So police jumped into action. They actually did a really good job. They found a shoe print.
Okay.
It was not Roy's shoe print. But they know they needed to look for a hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw a random guy that was just walking in that area. And they were like, interesting. It just didn't seem right.
Take a look.
They pulled this person over and found out it was the same shoe print.
Wow.
The hitchhiker tried to run away and was successful at first.
That was a lucky guess.
Yeah.
How they far did he run? Like,
I don't know. Yards? I'm not sure. But they, I just
I picture it just being like, pretty quick, you know, like yeah. he's like 10 feet and then he's just like,
he's like wow.
and
he
falls, and yeah, then they catch him.
So the man was Alex Christopher Ewing. He was arrested for attacking Roy and he went to jail. However, the jail in Arizona was overcrowded, so they were actually able to send them to a jail in Utah.
Okay.
So I know you were like,
I was like,
so they released him?
Yeah, I was like, they better not let this man go.
So this was like in January and he had a trial in August, and they had to transport him back to Arizona. So, there was like, I don't know how many people were in this van.
Okay.
It was a 5-hour drive.
Right.
So, at one point, they stopped at a gas station.
No.
To let them go to no. the bathroom. I know. I'm like.
They did not let this man go.
They took off his shackles to let him go to the bathroom.
And they let him go alone?
And homegirl, of course, ran away. Uh-huh. Yeah, they took off his shackles.
Can we please? Like, what did you think a fucking prisoner was going to do? You're like, here's what? Your, let me just unhook these. Go on and go to the bathroom by yourself.
You honey. Can probably pee with your shackles. You I can guarantee do it's not
why,
comfortable.
Why would you need to pee without your shackles on? You know? What yeah. are you doing?
So he
are
escaped.
We doing jumping jacks? Like, what are we doing? Why?
Which is, like, not shocking. Like, what? So, a lady in that town had a random guy show up to her door, and he was like, I need to use your phone.
Immediately, no.
We didn't have phones that were like, we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
We didn't have cordless phones at this time.
We just had a big old landline with a really long
And the
cord.
Lady was like, what? And he's like, I need to come in your house and use your phone.
Goodbye.
And the lady was like, immediately, no. And she called the police.
Thank you. Yeah.
She closed the door in his face and was like, no.
Anyways, fuck you.
Yeah, you're creepy. So later that evening, some lady called 911 and said, we're dying because her and her husband were being bludgeoned to death with a
what?
Club. It seemed like the dispatcher, wow, that sounded weird. Couldn't hear her clearly and was asking if she needed an ambulance.
Okay.
But, like, I've heard some 911 calls, and I'm like, wow, that's infuriating. And I was like, but it's probably muffled, and we're, like, they cleared
well,
it up
and it's,
to
like,
listen.
Kind of hard to, like, hear. Like, even on the regular phone, like, when people are saying, like, sometimes yeah. it's just hard to hear.
But she couldn't even really talk, and the dispatcher's and like I'm just going to send police and yeah, an ambulance.
As you should.
God, yeah. So they just did it anyway. And they found Nancy and Chris Berry were in their rooms and they were covered in blood.
Oh my God.
The two had survived, but they both had like crazy head trauma.
Whoa.
Chris was pretty deformed from this attack.
Oh shit.
His eye was pushed back.
Oh.
Yeah, he could still use it, but it was like pushed back.
Like the socket was like fucked up.
Yeah, the socket got fucked up. His eye, it just said his eye was pushed back. And I'm like, I don't really know what that means, but eye stuff freaks me out.
Yeah, eye stuff
and,
freaks me out.
And even my hands are like doing this right now. And he lost his sense of smell forever.
Whoa.
And his jaw was misaligned. And even with surgery, it was just never the same again. But they
oh my
survived.
God. Yeah.
They had two children, by the way, and the children were quiet, so they didn't. He didn't know there was children.
How horrifying! for them to hear that attack, though.
Thank God they didn't come out of their rooms.
Right?
Because I, as a kid, totally would have come out of my room.
Oh, no. If I heard something like that, I'd probably be like, oh, I'm going to wait this out. But that is, like, yeah. To hear your parents like that.
Yeah. But, whoa. Like, luckily, he didn't know there was kids. So,
oh my God.
What happened was the couple was going to bed and Chris was already upstairs. They had, the lights are flickering. Sorry. I was like,
I know. I'm
what's
like,
happening? So the couple was going to bed and Chris was already upstairs. They had two children and thank God the children were not discovered. But Nancy was still downstairs. She was walking upstairs and she actually ended up seeing Alex in the hallway. And he was actually holding like a broken pickaxe handle. It looked like a club to her. He was like, probably using it as a club. Because like when she called, she's like, it's a club. But it was actually like a broken pickaxe handle. But she couldn't really tell what it was.
Sure, something that's bludgeoning
them. And he just started swinging and Chris jumped in to help. And
oh my God.
They just were both attacked and Nancy just played dead.
Yeah.
Which, smart, yeah. So she was like laying low and she was like, fuck that. She like called 911. I just imagine her like crawling to call 911, you know,
yeah.
So he doesn't see. And when he figured out she was calling emergency services, he decided to flee. And it was really good that he didn't know the kids were there. Like, I'm just like, thank God the kids weren't. But the good part was the cops immediately knew who it was.
Yeah.
Because he was already in police custody. He, you know, he was charged for bludgeoning.
Yeah, like put two and two together.
So it was just kind of like they send a bolo out. Just like be on the lookout for this kind of guy. And people kind of knew what he looked like, I guess. So I was listening to a podcast and they did a really fantastic job about this. But a point that they brought up that I thought was really smart is they're like, this man escaped prison. They are looking for you. Instead of like, I don't know,
laying low. He's
finding
the same shit
and trying to get out of the area. Why are you
trying to murder a whole entire family, dude?
Why aren't you just laying low at that point? You should.
Yeah.
And like, I like thought that was such a good point to bring up.
And
but
clearly like that just shows like, he's not good, like mentally.
No.
You know, like this is like a compulsion, it seems like.
I mean, that's what happened when Ted Bundy escaped. He immediately went to Florida and immediately started killing again.
But it wasn't trying to like lay low. It's like mental thing where it's like something is wrong.
Yeah,
where
very
you
wrong.
Feel the need to continue do like you do not see that there's something wrong with it. Like you're not thinking
no
like a normal logical person. Like if
I mean a normal logical person also
would never
bludgeoning
do that.
People
but I'm
hammer.
Saying
I get
like
what you're saying.
There's clearly like some kind of issue where you're
yeah.
like I need to do this.
But I just like was like that's a really good point I didn't even think of. I'm like
and well now there's more attention to this family that's been harmed.
Yeah. And they
and you're on the run like
now
the
having
stakes
a trail.
Are higher.
Yeah. You're narrowing down where you are. The police are looking for you. They're gonna send more cops out and they're not gonna just go to that couple's
he's
house.
He's not thinking that
they're
far.
Gonna be in the area.
And he's still like because he didn't get as far as even to not that like I mean this sounds like fucked up, but he didn't even get as far as like sexually assaulting
The wife,
which is
yeah,
kind of
which
his
is
goal,
his
right?
MO.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like,
exactly.
What are you doing?
Like, it was just weird. He didn't use the extra time to, like, get away.
To
anyways,
leave.
But I thought that was a good point. I was like, yeah, that's crazy. So finally, he fucked up because he decided to call his brother after the attack. And at that point, you had to talk to an operator when it was a collect call. You
oh,
obviously
right.
didn't have
yeah.
any money.
Oh my God, how weird.
Mm-hmm. And can you imagine having to talk to people at you?
Weird.
No thanks. I'm good. I'll
call
just
this person. How strange.
I know.
Like, it's really not that long ago, but like, that feels like technology-wise,
but it feels like,
ages
a long time
ago
because we didn't do that. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you make a collect call now,
but that
I don't
was
know
only
how
like,
you even make a collect call anymore.
This is 84. This is like, yeah. 5-6 years before we're born.
Yeah,
like, it's just like crazy like how technology has just progressed so far.
Well, and, funny like, note, because I was talking about my dad was like, you know what's crazy? I'm like, what's crazy? He's like, they just don't have music stores anymore.
Yeah, like Sam Goody.
I used to love going there.
That was so fun.
CDs
and you could like put on the headphones and like listen to a little album and be like, do I want to buy this? Okay.
I'm addicted. But it was just kind of funny. I was like, well, Dad, everyone streams. And yeah. He's like, well, I was like, that's how you stream our podcast. Do not try to take this away from me. So finally, he fucked up. He called his brother, collect. And yeah, at that point, you had to talk to a person. And before she was able to connect him to his brother, she had heard him say quickly, I'm evading police. I need your help. And the operator was like, that's fucking weird.
What?
And called the police.
Why did he say that?
He was like, I need your help. He was like frantic. And she, like, before she even had him connected fully to his brother,
okay, sorry.
She heard that part.
You dumb.
And
criminals are so stupid.
They're stupid idiots. So he was in Lake Mead, Arizona, which is like this enormous lake. Mm-hmm. And I should have looked into this. I'm going to say something stupid. I don't know if it's the same Lake Mead that feeds into Nevada, because I know Nevada also has a Lake Mead. So I don't know if it's like enormous that it goes through states or if it's two different Lake Meads. I don't know. I should have looked into it.
I don't know. Also, not relevant.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just something I thought about. I was
okay. Like, oh.
So, you know, like how you talk about the Broncos all the time. And I'm like, Danae, please, enough about the Broncos.
Stop talking about the Broncos already.
I just get so sick of it. I'm like, oh, God, Danae, knock it off. So, anyways, the operator knew that they had been searching for a man because, like I said, there was a man going on.
Duh.
People heard about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to call the police. And she did.
She's like, this seems sketch as fuck.
Yeah, I love that she did that. I love that she's like, you know what? I'm going to be a little... Because some people are like, not my problem, not my circus, not my monkeys.
I'm
you
sorry,
know?
Evading police. Like, yeah, I'm calling
yeah,
the
cops. Samesies. So the cops were just assuming by the time they got there that he would be gone, and he was not.
Sorry.
Right?
He's still fucking sitting there like... In the same spot. Okay.
I don't know if he was talking to his brother still or if he was just like pacing around like, oh my, whoa. Oh God.
Oh my goodness, God.
I'm evading police. I'm scared.
Wow.
So
okay.
They actually had a park ranger go take care of him because that was like a park area.
Okay.
And the ranger saw him and he gave him a little bit of chase. But since he was so dehydrated because he was like in the fucking desert, he wasn't really able to run that far.
Like, I'm just seeing like 10 feet stumble fall and they're like, they're walking up to
I'm
him slowly like,
Michael
sir,
Myers or-
sir, why'd you even try?
Are you imagining Michael Myers, like the park rangers, like Michael Myers?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like tripping all over himself and then just like, okay.
Well, okay. You're very dehydrated.
You're crawling on the ground. We got you.
Yeah. You're caught. So at this point, keep in mind, they didn't know that this was connected to the case in Colorado.
Okay.
Those people know nothing. They're sure. Still like, oh my God, we were attacked. It's crazy. And so he was only really a charge for the attempted murders to the Berry family and Roy Williams.
Okay.
So he only had a few counts of like attempted murder charges. I mean... And I'm not even adding in the part that he, like, evaded the cops and, like, ran away from them.
Sure.
And, like, all that stuff. This is just, like, the...
meat and potatoes of his charges.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was sentenced to 111 years. He's going to be in jail forever, right? Right?
He fucking...
Right?
He get off on, like,
of course
3 years
he is. That's...
for good behavior, some bullshit.
No, it's 111 years. They always stay that way, right? He's 23 when he gets sentenced to this.
He's 23? I didn't realize how young he was.
Yeah.
Oh, wild. My God. I'm thinking a dude in his 40s for some reason.
So.
What the fuck?
Da-da-da-da-da. At this point, also, he didn't even get charged with Roy's murder. I don't understand what my notes are saying.
Wait, I thought he did.
That's how they
I thought
got
it was Barry. The
he
Barry
was
going to
have a trial, but he was going to have the trial. Roy's case for some reason got thrown out, but he got 111 years for the Barrys.
Okay. So
like what happened to them?
Do you really need to go to trial again?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fucked up. But like if he's getting what is happening with this light? Is this guy dead?
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought his ghost was haunting us for a second.
I know. I was like, is he? Because it's kind of eerie a little bit.
Yeah, because we keep talking shit about him and it like blinks every
time. I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Okay.
Anyways, so he was 23 when he went into the slammer like MC Hammer.
Okay.
I hate myself, but I love that one so much. But at the age of 34, he was looking at getting paroled. He got 111 years.
Dude, what the fuck? And so he...
And he is single and he's ready to mingle and he's posting his face on dating boards.
He's single and ready to murder. He is doing some
love, like love after lockup after love after lockup. He's doing that. It's 1995. You know, message boards are starting to be a thing.
Oh my God.
And he's like, they're talking about paroling him. And because like, also he didn't get charged.
So loud?
I don't know.
Can you be like in jail and post like a fucking dating profile? Is that a
it's
thing?
Just I don't understand why he's like they're talking about getting paroled.
Like
I just
he's
don't
doing
get it.
Good behavior. He's fucking like cleaning up his messes. Like what?
So
he tried to murder people. Like
I don't understand. I just don't get it. Okay. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's like good behavior. He's getting paroled. He's 34 years old. This is 11 years. He's supposed to be sentenced to 111.
He's got 100 more, dude. Like, what?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, only 11 years? Like, fuck off. Okay. It's just absolutely not okay.
It's just kind of ludicrous.
So keep in mind at this point, the people in Aurora who had lost family members were not getting answers they wanted. Poor Vanessa is reeling after this.
Right.
This is before she even got addicted to heroin. She's not even addicted to heroin yet.
No, she's
that
like
is how short of a time. She's like a teen and she's probably getting bullied at this point. Like, and that's what I want you to, like, think about. Like, these people in Aurora
are still have no answers
because they don't know it's connected. So, luckily, they never closed this case. It was a cold case in Aurora, but they never closed it.
Okay.
Which, thank God. And every few years, they would look at it over and see if, you know, there was new evidence and stuff like that.
Or if they
because
could test
also,
DNA
is not.
Technology.
Yep. So, they had a really hard time finding information. Even when they had the DNA, they did like an ancestry lookup and they got the name Ewing.
So familiar. But that,
yeah, like familiar.
But that's like not even, I mean, at that time, like.
It's a common last name. It didn't help them out, but it was something, but it was also it was nothing. Lead. Like it was, yeah, because like they didn't even know if that was the connection
it was like
to
a
it.
Soft lead.
Yeah. So it's like it's helpful, but it's not. It's like the construction thing. Like it's it's a clue, but it's not because it's vague. So that will come into play a little bit too. So, but yeah, it's a common last name. They're like, oh no. So there were no answers, really nothing at all. It's kind of a case that they would bring up every so often. And 34 years later, they found a DNA match to the Bennett family murders.
So wait, did he get parole then? He was up for parole, but
he was
didn't
up
get
for
it?
Parole. I don't think he got it, but he was like planning on getting it. It's really
at
a weird situation. Yeah. So
like,
he had been in jail.
Because it's one thing to be up for it, but like to get it when it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
It just makes me mad that he was like on message boards, like figuring his life out. That's why I'm like, I want to mention that he like thought he was going to get paroled. He didn't. But 34 years later, they found a DNA match to the Bennett family murders. He was in a Nevada jail cell, and he had also been bludgeoning murders there, too.
Sure.
And it was the same MO and everything. So they were like, this could be the guy. Because they're like, what's he in Nevada jail for? And they're like, well, he did bludgeonings, like, to people in Arizona.
But they
and
also have like, the DNA match, so, like,
and they
who
have
the
DNA match.
If he had
yeah.
bludgeonings or not? Like, we've got the DNA.
Exactly. But it was, like, it was
it all
more,
fit.
Yeah.
It all
it was,
fit
it was,
and made
yeah.
sense.
So, yeah. It took 34 years, but they were able to match the DNA. Thank God they didn't close the case.
Wow.
So, this is what drives me crazy is they're doing it now that you put your sample, like when you go to jail, your sample is put in the database,
yeah,
which is great. And I don't know why that wasn't a thing before.
Because I don't think they even had the capacity to have a database that big.
Yeah. I'm glad but for a while it was like you didn't go into the database unless you like committed like a murder
or something. It's like, no, everyone, regardless of your crime.
Which is so
because
great
I
now.
Think they realize that, you know, petty crimes can escalate to bigger crimes. Yes. Which is like such a huge
But if they thing. Took his DNA, like when he first went into jail, they would have been able to connect these murders so much earlier. Oh, that's my God, why yeah. I'm like, it drives me crazy when I tell stories. Cause like right. I can't even think of all the stories we've told where it's like, oh, they had to wait years because uh-huh. they weren't in the database quite yet. But yeah, I'm glad they connect DNA samples. And it just kind of explained why it ended in Colorado because he was in another area. So the investigators came out to Nevada to talk to him, and he admitted that he did construction in the 80s. Mm. And this helped them tie things together. So like I said, the construction thing was slightly important, but it also like didn't help. But it was just another thing that
it
they were like.
It was just a little detail that kind of was like,
Well, yeah. And like, if you're going to have a hammer, it's because you worked in construction. They have hammers for everything.
Well, and your boots. And
yeah.
So did he even like admit to this shit, or that was the only little tidbit he gave them?
He didn't admit to much. He thought he was much smarter than people.
Okay.
Okay, so do you remember earlier when I told you we would get into it? The thing I find, he is a dangerous man. The thing I find really scary about him was he didn't have a type. He wouldn't just attack couples.
Sure.
He wouldn't attack children. He wouldn't attack women. Well, it kind of
seemed
men.
Like a
he would take
opportunity.
It was he's opportunistic. An and that's yeah. what's, I think, really scary about him.
Well, that's fucking terrifying.
Like, they weren't able, and that's why it was hard to
And what's scary find about him. That, too, is that, like, he really went into a couple of those situations not realizing the husband was home. You know, like, he was just like, I'm going to take a gamble.
Yeah.
And for some reason.
Just because the garage door was unlocked.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know where you're walking into. Like. Well,
that's a psycho.
Yeah, that is a psycho, like, that they don't know. And that's what I find so terrifying about him is, like, men, women, children, didn't matter.
Yeah, the children part is really, really disturbing. Dark. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's one thing to kill another human, which is, like, completely devastating and, like, unnatural.
Horrible, but all like, that. But children a is, child? A is a different level.
Like, whoa, something's wrong with you. Like, really, well, like, really, 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 really wrong.
Israel Keyes, I think. He.
Well, that's the national park guy, right?
He no, I'm thinking of somebody parks. Else. I'm thinking of, oh my gosh, I cannot think of his name. But he was the one who hid kill kits all over the U.S.
Oh.
His limit was he wouldn't kill dogs. Like, which I wouldn't mean, kill anything. But, like, that was his thing. He's like, I don't kill dogs. And it's like,
okay, but you're going to kill children.
Young
and
children are okay.
The fuck.
Yeah. So it was just like, and I'm saying, like, most criminals do have their limit. There's, like, some things, like, they are some dark, fucked up people. But, like,
children's next level. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're
it is.
A demon.
It is. It's just like, everyone has their limit. And usually, children is the limit for most people. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, this guy is.
So not keep okay. in mind their sexual assaults and the statute of limitations had run out. But they were able to charge for murders because, luckily, there's for no murders, there's no statute of limitations.
Could you imagine if there was?
Oh my God.
There's like. There should be no statute of limitations
on
for
anything.
Sexual assault.
Yeah.
For petty crimes, whatever. You stole like, a fucking, like, whatever. Who cares?
Like, you shouldn't steal but, stuff, like, but,
violence
like, but, like, violence against people,
acts,
ruining people's lives.
Like,
yeah.
No, you should
Why
still
is
be
there
punished?
A statute of limitations yeah, on that?
Fuck that.
So, for some reason, he was able to evade going back to extradition to Colorado for 2 years. But.
He must have had good lawyers.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
So what sucks is, like, when you do a court case, like a trial and everything, both sides get to look at the evidence that yeah. you have, and they were not able to use the evidence that he had committed bludgeoning attacks in other states.
Why? Just jurisdictional issues?
It was just like, nope, if you're gonna do these charges in Colorado where he killed
He
killed Patricia Smith.
Families, right?
Uh-huh. And then he killed the three people. But he also killed Patricia Smith, if you
yeah,
remember.
The
first lady. But they weren't able to bring in the evidence, and I don't know why, of, like, him bludgeoning people
when
in other
can't
states.
Can't bring in evidence that's, like, so clearly, like, you fucking did this.
But and that. They also weren't able to bring in the Hobbs Shields, like, him
what?
Breaking into their house, too.
Are you kidding me? So what evidence did they even have?
The murders.
just the murders of the Barry family? Yeah, but
they
family?
Weren't able to use that he had done this before. Like, the murders of Patricia Smith.
So it seemed like it's, like, almost like a one-time thing, when really it's been, like, a many-time thing in several states. Keep in mind,
too, the defense didn't have much to work with, which was great. And the defense tried to say that the DNA was 34 years old, so it probably wasn't accurate.
Hey, that's not a thing.
Also, the cops took a recent DNA sample of his and also matched it just to be... I'm sorry,
DNA doesn't, like, go bad.
It doesn't go bad. You can't just be like, no.
Hey, it went bad, so it pointed to the wrong person.
What? That's, I'm saying that's what they used.
Do you know how science works?
Well, they even took I get what you're saying. They took a more recent sample of his DNA. That's the dumbest thing I've
ever fucking heard. It's so old, dumb. You guys, so it's like definitely not his.
What? They took a more recent DNA and they're like, and it was still matches.
So you dumb science.
Yeah,
it's real.
It's so stupid.
Oh my god, people are so fucking.
So in
stupid.
Walks Miss Vanessa.
She's clean now.
She's clean.
She's. Getting it.
It is 2018 at this point.
She's thriving.
It's 2018 to 2022, because you know how trials are just all over the place.
Yeah, they take forever.
Yeah. So it's 2018 to 2022. She walks in, she reads an impact statement.
Oh my God.
And she's like, you might have taken their lives. You took away my childhood. You took away my sense of security. I was bullied, like, everything.
Oh my God.
I got addicted to drugs. Fuck, and guess what? Vanessa. You're not going to take much more from me. And
guess what? Fuck you. You can't take anything else.
She was like, this fucked up my life. Thanks for that.
Okay. I'm like, I hate that it took this long.
I do too.
But also, it's so interesting to me that the timing aligned to where she was not still on drugs. You know, like, everything aligned where it was like perfectly, like,
it's so it's fucked time up. To it get took justice. So long. Absolutely.
Where she's like clean and ready and she can write that amazing impact statement and be like, not anymore.
You're not doing much. And she changed her life around. So there was another trial in 2022, like the final one.
Okay.
He got charged.
How many years did he get? Five?
He is not ever going to get out of jail.
For real this time?
For real this time.
No opportunity for parole?
He got four life sentences.
Good.
For Miss Patricia and the Bennett family.
Okay, good.
So he did not kill people in the other states, which is great. I'm so happy about that he didn't do that in Arizona.
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm super glad that he never actually got out of jail. And he was on parole, which he shouldn't have been on parole to begin with, especially when you have 111 years. But yes,
or he was available to potentially get parole, but he never got it.
So in 2022, he got four life sentences. This motherfucker tried to complain that he didn't have a fair. He didn't.
Bitch, please.
He didn't. He wasn't.
He didn't have a fair trial.
He didn't. He just didn't think he had a fair trial.
This is what
he
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna front hand slap him, backhand slap him, punch him in the dick. Okay, I was gonna push his forehead.
Okay, you push his forehead. I'll back. Okay, you know,
get his dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my like still
are you focus. Kidding me? The arrogance. You can get a fair trial. You murdered people.
People lost their lives. You ruined a little girl's life.
Like, what kind of fair trial
you need to rot
does that even mean? Like what would you expect, that you're like, oh, I got a fair trial and I got off for this?
Yeah, I would just read all you're the guilty articles. Yeah,
like, what are you even fucking people? I can't. Yeah,
but I'm so glad there was that many charges too. Yes. I'm glad they brought in everything.
I'm glad he had four life sentences, because he deserves that.
It was just really confusing, like, the situation, because they had to throw out some evidence. And, like, obviously, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm sure a lawyer could explain to us why they did it.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I think, and I hope they feel this way, that they did get justice.
Yeah, I hope so,
too. I hope they feel, because it's, like, I mean, I'm, like, yeah, they got justice. But it doesn't bring my family's family not, back, you know, obviously. Dealing with that.
But, like, he's not going to harm more people.
You're not going to be worried that
he's not going to be doing this to more children.
Because their sense of security, I'm sure, is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You'll know. Yes. they didn't lock their garage doors, but they didn't deserve to get attacked for that.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. But yeah. Wow, that was fucked up.
That's the crazy story of Alex Ewing. I've never heard that.
The Colorado Hammer Killer.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either, but we'll post pictures of what we can find. There's a lot of victims, so I'll try to post all the victims, but sometimes it can get to be a little muddied. But I will post that on Instagram, and it's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
And if you want to suggest stories for us,
we love suggestions.
We would love a suggestion.
It's hard sometimes, guys.
Yeah. And just like finding stuff where it's like not, I don't know. There's a fine line.
There are some cases I start researching and I like find out like, I don't know. One guy got his dick cut off and I was like, I don't feel comfortable with that. He didn't deserve it. He was a victim. It was really sad. I was like, I'm not telling that story.
That's horrible.
So we want to find stories, but we also like stuff like this that we don't know about. Yeah. I had never little heard about known this.
Things or just like if you want to share just like a personal story or a ghost story or anything, literally, email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok.
Social meds. Look us up.
Like us.
And until next time,
we will talk to you later. Self-care for yourself.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.